Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me into 1 Timothy chapter 6 and we'll read verse 12 of it. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The good confession. It says that if you fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life, which he had been called unto, that we are called to inherit a blessing. And that blessing is eternal life. And has professed a good profession. That this testimony, this good confession, he has done so. Then he should lay hold unto it. Then let no one take the confession from him, St. Paul is writing to the young Timothy, that God is calling us to give us the good confession. One came to Jesus and said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit life?" And the Lord replied him, saying, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good except God alone. It is only God that is good." And so when we are to confess the good confession, we should confess this God. Which God? The good word of God. That if you have partaken of the Holy Ghost and the good word of God. The psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Who is that good one? The word of God. And that's why in Romans chapter 10, in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Whom should we believe? He says we should believe the word of God. We should believe the Bible. And then what should we do? We should tell others that this word of God is the resurrected Son of God. Then what will happen to us is that we shall be saved. That is, through confession we are saved. We believe in our heart, then we are justified before God. Then what do? We confess with our mouth to be saved. That salvation is through confession, the good confession. Jesus says that anyone that is ashamed of me and of my testimony, he will also be ashamed of them. That it is through this good confession we are saved, according to the scriptures. That Jesus himself made this good confession before Pontius Pilate. He told him, "For this cause I was born, for this purpose I came into the world, to bear witness of the truth, to testify of the truth of the good one." Because through sin, we didn't know the good one anymore. We had the testimony of the evil one. That's why he asked Adam, "Who told you you are naked?" So Adam had a confession, but not good confession, when he sinned. That the confessing of the evil one is not a good confession. Then who brings about the good confession? Christ. Which he says that I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. That when the spirit of the Bible come upon you, you will then have good confession. He said you'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. That he came to plant the good confession in our tongue. Who came? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So that we can testify of the good one again. It is through testimony we are saved. like the angels in heaven, were saved through testimony. Say there was war in heaven. The dragon, the ancient serpent, fought against the truth of God. But the lawyer angels, Angel Michael and all the angels, the holy angels, they had the testimony of Jesus, fought. And they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So they had a testimony, the good testimony. Through that testimony, then they overcame the dragon. That the testimony of Jesus is the warfare, is the good testimony. That's why he said, fight the good fight of faith. It's a warfare. But he said this warfare is not carnal. It's mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. And therefore the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And so the angel said that this is what we fight with. He told John in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. He said, worship God. And that it is war. But this war is not with bows and arrows or gun or human fight. We fight through testimony. And so those who had the testimony of Jesus, he said they did not love their lives unto death. They were not mindful of themselves anymore. They were mindful of him whom they are testifying of. And then they didn't see the devil again. He was flushed out. That's what he's saying to us. That if you have the testimony of Jesus, you become an overcomer. If you have this good testimony, good confession, then through this good confession, you will make war. That through this confession, we are saved. Saved from this serpent. You know, the serpent is that ancient devil that comes to plant the contrary, the evil. Through that, we offend God, we sin against God, then we become an enemy of God. Say, love not the world. That if anyone be a friend of the worldly man, he becomes an enemy of God. Who is God? God is his word, which he gave to us in the Bible. We are to have this testimony in our lips. Now, how can we testify of whom we have not received? That's why it says, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. So it's through receiving him, can we testify of him? That we are to receive the word of God as the Son of God. There is only when we now believe that the word God gave to us in the Bible is the Son of God, only then can we testify of him. Only then can we preach him to one another. Apostle Peter said this in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Apostle Peter is saying that we have a more sure word of prophecy. That is the confirmed word of prophecy that was confirmed by God himself to them on the mountain. And then see, so he's saying that we are speaking of the sure word of prophecy. That this sure word of prophecy is our testimony. That you do where you take heed to the Bible as a light that shines in the dark place of our hearts until the truth of the Bible arises in our hearts. That the truth of the Bible is that he is the Son of the invisible God. That this word of prophecy, this confirmed word of prophecy, is the Holy Bible. Confirmed by God himself, sure and secured, and that he is the day star and the morning light. That he is Christ, whom we are looking for, he says, this sure word of prophecy. And that he is telling us to keep looking unto him. We should take heed until we know the truth, and the truth will make us free. That the truth is himself. Jesus says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And that this truth of God is his word, which he gave to us. that we have a greater prophet, is what Peter is saying. He said that prophet is the Bible himself, that is a sure word, and that he is that good word of God whom we must speak of. That this word of God is the Son of God. Testifying of him makes him known to other people. And so he's telling us that we have this sure word of prophecy, that you do well, you take heed to him as a light. He's shining so that he is that light that led the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness in the pillar of fire. And that this light is the light of the Bible. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me will not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. He will have the living light that God has lit himself. That no one lights a candle and put it under the table. That God has given us this holy Bible as his light. That will give us understanding of God, by whom we can see God. And so Peter is saying that you do well. You take heed to the scriptures as the light of God. And that the entrance of this word into your heart gives you light, gives you understanding of God. That he is that God that is speaking to us. We don't know that the word God gave to Moses, which he led us expanding through the prophets and the apostles, is his Christ. He is that sure word. He is that settled word. He is that confirmed word, confirmed by God himself. And that this is the confession he wants us to confess. He wants us to preach him. To tell others that this is the Christ. This is whom we must listen to. We have one that speaks better than all. We have one that is undiable, that is ever living, and that is the Holy Bible. And that this is the confession God says every one of us should confess. That if we do so, we shall be saved. We believe in our heart that he is the Lord Jesus, who? The word of God in the Bible. Then what do? We confess him with our mouth that he is the Son of God. He said, we shall be saved. So saith the scripture, that we shall be saved in childbearing. That it is true reproduction. When we reproduce the truth, how can we do that? When we testify. When we tell somebody that this is the Christ. He said, you shall become fruitful in this word of righteousness. This is his word. Go with me to John chapter 1. And hear what the scripture records for us. To give us an example what we should do. John chapter 1, from verse 19 of it. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Are you hearing? He said he did not deny. He confessed. That means we are to confess. They came to him. He said, are you the Christ? If he said no, he's not the Christ. He said, that's not enough. He confessed. He confessed Christ. See what he said in verse 26. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. He said he confessed, he did not deny him. He spoke out. They said, are you the Christ? He said, I'm not. He didn't end the discussion there. He says, there is one who is among you which you don't know. It is him I'm baptizing people into to show them that they should turn to this one. That he is greater than I. That I cannot touch his shoelace. I'm not worthy. In verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. John could show whom he was speaking of. If we have a confession, we must have a proof of our confession. Who are we speaking of? The angel had a proof of his confession to John. He said, worship God. That the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy that we are preaching the word. Which word? The word in the Bible. Said the next day, John seeth him whom he was speaking of. That is the Son of the living God. The word that was made flesh. Which was in their midst. Jesus of Nazareth. He said, that is him. Where do we have that Jesus today? In the Holy Bible. He said, we don't see him anymore in the flesh as we used to see him. We see him by the word. For he is the word of God. And that we are to have this testimony, this good confession. Which John confessed. John told them that this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That Jesus is that one that sets us free, that makes us free, and that confessing him is the proof that we have received him, is the proof that we have his spirit, that it was the spirit of the word that came to John. He said the word of the Lord came to John in the wilderness of Jordan, and then he was baptizing people in River Jordan. So he was pointing them to the word. And that word that was made flesh, in that he is he whom I am preaching. To confess him is the will of God for us. That John did not deny him. When we don't confess him, you see, we may be denying him. That is when we don't confess this word of God, we have some other confession we are making. It says we may have denied the Son of God. That this is his will for us. That every one of us will become his prophets, his testifier, not only John. Everyone, like Moses said, that I wish every one of God's people are prophets, prophets of him. Moses was his prophet, testifying of the word. He said, that word you know, that word he gave to us on the Mount Sinai. He is the Lord. Hear you, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. But he said the whole multitude of them did not believe. They didn't have his testimony. Only Joshua and Caleb had his spirit, the spirit of the Bible. So they could testify. They could speak of him and say, Caleb said, let's go at once. The Lord is with us. And then these people are bred unto us. We will take it at once because our God is able. Our God is the Lord. He is the owner of heaven and earth. And so we go in that testimony. He says that if you move in that testimony, victory is sure. And so the angels move in that testimony. That even when angel Michael came to bury Moses, he came in the unction of this testimony. That he did not argue with Satan. He told Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Why? He had the testimony of the Lord. Like a policeman who invoked the law. He knows his authority. He's not coming as an ordinary man. No, he's coming under the authority of the law. He's saying to us that this word of God is our authority. If we don't know him, that he is whom we are to confess. We don't confess flesh. That God has so loved us, he gave us his son. And then empowered him. He loaded him with power. That how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. And it is this Jesus we should speak of. Then when we tell people concerning him, they will come to him and receive from him. Like one told the woman with the issue of blood concerning him. The woman, based on that testimony, said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Someone told her that, you know, this your problem will be gone if you meet with Jesus. That's what he's saying to us. That we should tell one another that Jesus is the answer to all problems of this world. We are not the answer. We are men. But he said, with God, all things are possible. Who is that God? He says, is the word. And that this word of God is able to do exceedingly abundantly than all we may think or ask. And so he's saying that John did not deny. John the Baptist did not deny Christ. He said we should not deny this testimony. That he's speaking of him. John spoke of him more. Look at it in Luke. Hear what Luke records. concerning John's testimony of Jesus. Luke chapter 3, reading from verse 2. Ananias and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. He said John was preparing the way of the Lord into people's heart. You know, we are to prepare the way of the Lord into people's hearts. We are to tell them that the word of God in the Bible is the Lord, so that they can receive him. He said that's what John was doing when the word came to him. What word? We say when the revelation of this Bible come to you, you will preach him to people so that they open unto him. For he said he's standing at the door knocking. He said John, because the word came to him, he knew whom Christ was. So he was preaching him. Look at verse 5. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of our God. He said, all flesh shall see the Savior. That every mountain shall be brought low. What is he saying? He says he will bring that one that is filled with the wrong knowledge. He will bring him down to receive the true knowledge of God. He said he will fill every valley. He said if we are empty of the truth of Christ, of the word of God, he said we shall be filled with the knowledge of him. As the water covered the sea. He said every crooked way that we have taken to the crooked serpent, crooked and wicked flesh, he said it shall be made straight, because we shall see the Lord. We shall know that this word of God is the Son of God. We will not preach flesh anymore. He said that we will become straight, leading to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we all with open face, with open understanding, will be beholding him. Every one of us, no matter where we are in this world, we will look to this one holy Bible. He will make it straight. He will give us revelation of him. John saith, he said that when the spirit of the Bible come upon you, you will testify of him. You will speak of him. That this is the good confession. That when you make this good confession, you say you shall be saved, saith the Almighty God. That he is saying to us, we should sanctify him. Him alone in our heart. See what the prophet Isaiah said in the old time of him concerning the Lord. Isaiah chapter 8 in verse 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He said we should sanctify this Lord, the word of God, in our hearts. We should know that he is the Lord of hosts. That the word of God is the Lord that is hosting us, that is feeding us, that is giving us everything. He says he feedeth the birds in the air, and the lilies and the plants in the field, that he's your father that is doing all. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them. That by the same word God sustained the creation. He feedeth every one of them. As he said, be fruitful and multiply. So they obey him. And in verse 16 of Isaiah 8, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Are you hearing? He says that the law is sealed among his disciples. That means those his disciples are sealed with a seal. Amen. The seal of the Bible. He says he will mark them with the seal of God. What is that seal? The law and the testimony. They have the seal of the living God. That seal is that he will give us the knowledge of the true God. In verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. When he says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart, let him alone be your dread, he says, I'm talking of the law and the testimony. That if anyone does not speak according to this word, it's because he doesn't have the light of God, the light of the Bible. Christ says, I am the light. That he is the light of God. that the law and the testimony is that light that shineth in the dark place of our hearts until the day dawn and day star arise in our hearts. That's why it says you do where you heed, you take heed to the word. To this sure word of prophecy is to arise in our heart. What happened? From the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. Then it will be fitted in our tongue. Then we now have his testimony. And that if we are not filled with his spirit, as he said, that they that believe on him will be filled with the spirit, then out of your heart or belly shall be flowing the testimony of Jesus. He says only when we stay with him and he fills us with his spirit first, as he told them, wait in Jerusalem until be endued with power from upon high. That after the Holy Ghost come upon you, who is the Holy Ghost? The spirit of the Bible. That movement to speak these words. Is that when the spirit come upon you, then you will have a testimony. A good confession. Then that good confession is what will save you. Say yes, God. That many will come to him in that day with the evil confession, saying, did we not do this in your name? But he says, I don't know you, never knew. Without me, you can do nothing, Jesus says. I am the doer. And then how do you not end up being the doer? He says that confession has exposed them, that by your mouth you shall be judged. And that he that has the good confession shall be saved, because we all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And anyone that comes, like Adam, what was the condemnation? He had confession of himself. Then God, the Lord told him, who told you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree? I said, you should not eat from. Where did you get the confession from? If you have eaten the good word of God, you have the confession of him. So why are you speaking of the naked man? I'm not naked. I'm clothed. I am not naked like the devil. For the word of God is clothed. And so I say, put on, I can't say you, by of me, go tried in fire. And put on raiment, which is the fine linen of the saints. That if we are baptized into this word of God, then we all who are baptized are put on Christ. We wear him in our hearts. And then we testify of him as the proof that he is dwelling in our hearts. That we have received him. Then he now give us power to speak him. To testify of the Bible. That without the Holy Ghost, no one can speak of Jesus Christ. That except we receive his spirit first, then the Spirit now give us unction, give us the power to testify of him. Because it is that Spirit alone that speaketh of him. Which he says that when he come, he will teach you all things. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.